Hi, Kurt Anderson here. This is a special bonus episode of the Studio 360 podcast. Every year, we ask listeners to send us their creative New Year's resolutions. Last year, we got one of our most peculiar proposals yet. The musician Mike Doty, who you might recognize from the band Soul Coughing, wanted to write a rock opera based on the Bible's Book of Revelation. So how could we say no to that? Mike followed through, met his deadline, and he premiered his show in three performances at WNYC's Green Space in New York City. And it was amazing. Here it is now. Enjoy.
John, who is purported to be the Revelator, begins the book of John with the single most psychedelic statement in the New Testament. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. As if God was himself, but God was also standing beside himself. And the substance of God is language. To believe in the Big Bang is to believe that there was a moment in which everything was contained in a single point, and the universe has been expanding outward from this single point ever since. Maybe John believed we have been ever expanding from an incomprehensibly dense nucleus of language, the Word, the single and singular Word. Maybe to speak of the Bible as the Word of God is not to say something so simplistic as that Scripture is infallible. It is to say that the very language of the Bible, the essence that lurks in the ink, is the actual and real body of God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
The revelation which the Word gave to show the things which must shortly come to pass, sent and signified by his angel to John, who recorded all things that he saw. For the time is at hand.
The Spirit took control of me. I heard a loud voice. The voice said,
"Write in a book what you see, and then send it to the seven churches."
I turned to see who was speaking.
Write the things that you see and then send it to the seven churches. Write the things that you see and then send it to the seven churches.
I saw someone who seemed to be the son of the Word. His head and his hairs were white like wool and his eyes were flames of fire.
Write the things that you see and then send it to the seven churches. Write the things that you see and then send it to the seven churches.
His feet were like fine brass burned in a furnace, and his voice was as the sound of many waters. And he had in his right hand seven stars, and from his mouth came a sword. His face was as the sun shines at noon. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet like a dead man. But he laid his right hand upon me and said,
"Don't be afraid, I am the first and the last. I am which is and which was and which is to come, and I have the keys of hell and of death. Write the things you have seen and what is and what will be."
Write the things you have seen and what is and what will be. Write the things you have seen and what is and what will be.
Write this to the first church. I know your works and your patience and how you can't bear them who are evil. You put on trial the fake apostles and found them liars. You have labored and have not fainted. You hate the deeds of the heretics, whom I also hate.
Write the things you have seen and what is and what will be. Write the things you have seen and what is and what will be.
To those who overcome, will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of paradise. He that overcomes will not be hurt by the second death. Write this to the second church. I know your tribulations and your poverty. I know the blasphemy said to you. Fear not the things which you shall suffer. You will be cast into prison, and you shall have tribulation 10 days. Those that overcome will not be hurt by the second death. Those who have an ear, let them hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
If you have an ear, listen. If you have an ear, listen. If you have an ear, listen. If you have an ear, listen.
Write this to the third church. I know you dwell where evil has its throne, but you hold fast to my name. I will give each of you a white stone, and on each stone will be written a new name. None will know the name, except ones who receive the stones.
If you have an ear, listen. If you have an ear, listen. Write the things you have seen.
Write this to the fourth church, Jezebel.
Jezebel.
Who calls herself a prophetess.
Who calls herself a prophetess.
Jezebel.
Jezebel.
Who calls herself a prophetess.
Who calls herself a prophetess.
You suffer Jezebel to seduce you. She has taught you to eat of the things which are sacrificed to idols. I will cast her and those who commit adultery with her into a bed, and I will kill her children with death. I am the one who searches the thoughts and hearts of everyone. You who don't hold her beliefs, I will put upon you no other burden. Hold fast. I will give each of you a rod to smash the nations to shivers. And I will give you the morning star. Write this to the fifth church. You think you are alive, but you are dead. Be watchful, repent, or I will come to you like a thief and you will not know the hour. Those who have not defiled your clothes will walk with me in white. I will not blot out their names from the book of life.
Write the things you have seen and what is and what will be. Write the things you have seen and what is and what will be. Write the things you have seen and what is and what will be. Write the things you have seen and what is and what will be.
Write this to the sixth church. You have not denied my name. I have set before you an open door which no man can shut. I will make liars worship at your feet to know that I have loved you. I will keep you from the hour of temptation which will come upon the world. I will write upon you the name of the city of the word. Write this to the seventh church. You are neither cold nor hot, so I will spit you from my mouth. You say you are rich, but you are wretched and miserable and naked and blind. Those I love, I rebuke and chasten.
Write the things you have seen and what is and what will be. Write the things you have seen and what is and what will be. Write the things you have seen and what is and what will be. Write the things you have seen and what is and what will be. Write the things you have seen and what is and what will be. Write the things you have seen and what is and what will be. Write the things you have seen and what is and what will be.
I stand at the door and knock. If you open it, I will come in and eat with you, and you will eat with me.
I looked and saw a door was opened in heaven. A voice like a trumpet said,
"Come here, and I will show you things which must be."
I saw a throne set in heaven, surrounded by a rainbow circled by 24 seats, upon which sat 24 elders clothed in white. They had on their heads crowns of gold, and they sang,
"For your pleasure, all things were created."
I saw a door that was opened in heaven. I saw a door that was opened in heaven.
And from the throne proceeded lightning and thunder and voices. There were seven lamps of fire burning, which were the seven spirits of the Word. And before the throne was a sea of glass. By the throne stood four creatures. Each was covered in eyes.
I saw a door that was open in heaven. I saw a door that was open in heaven.
The first creature was like a lion, and the second creature was like a calf. The third creature had a human face, and the fourth creature was like a flying eagle. The four creatures had each six wings, and day or night they did not rest, singing of the Word, who was and is to come.
I saw a door that was open in heaven. I saw a door that was open in heaven.
In the right hand of the one on the throne, I saw a book sealed in seven places, and an angel proclaimed,
"Who is worthy to open the book?"
Who is worthy?
No one on heaven, nor on earth, nor under the earth was able to open it.
Who is worthy?
Who is worthy?
Who is worthy?
Who is worthy?
And I wept because no one was worthy to see inside it. One of the elders said to me,
"Prevail to open the book and to loose its seven seals."
Weep now.
Who is worthy? Who is worthy to open the book?
I saw a lamb which appeared to have been slain. It had seven horns and seven eyes, the seven spirits of the Word sent forth to all the earth.
Who is worthy?
The lamb took the book from the right hand of the one on the throne. When he had taken the book, the four creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, and every one of them had golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of the saints. I heard the voice of many angels. The number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands and thousands and thousands of thousands. I saw the Lamb open the first of the seals. I heard the creature who was like a lion with six wings and covered in eyes say,
"Come and see."
I saw a white horse. Its rider had a bow and was given a crown, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. When the Lamb opened the second seal, the creature who was like a calf with six wings and covered in eyes said,
"Come and see!
Come and see!
Come and see!"
There went out a red horse. Its rider was given the power to take the peace from the earth, and he was given a sword. When the Lamb had opened the third seal, I heard the creature who had a human face and six wings and was covered in eyes say,
"Come and see!
Come and see!"
I saw a black horse. Its rider held a scale. When the Lamb opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the creature who was like a flying eagle with six wings and covered in eyes say,
"Come and see."
Behold a pale horse.
Behold a pale horse.
Behold a pale horse.
His name that sat on him was Death, and hell followed with him. He was given power over a fourth of the earth to kill its people with hunger and with wild animals. And when the Lamb opened the fifth seal, and I saw under the altar the souls of them who were slain for speaking testimony, they shouted,
"How long will it be before you avenge us?"
And white robes were given to them, and they were told to rest, to wait until the killing of the whole number of the followers of the word should be fulfilled. When the Lamb had opened the sixth seal, there was an earthquake. The sun went black as sackcloth, and the moon became as blood.
And how long will it be? How long will it be before you avenge us?
The stars fell to the earth like unripe figs shaken from a tree. The sky was rolled up like a scroll, and every mountain and island were moved from their places.
And how long will it be? How long will it be before you avenge us?
The kings of the earth and the rich and the celebrities and the mighty and the chiefs ran into the caves and hid themselves and said to the rocks,
"Fall on us, hide us from his face. The day of his wrath is here."
And after these things, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding back the winds. And I saw an angel ascend from the east, He was to put on people the mark of the word. He showed it to the angels at the corners of the world.
Hurt not the earth, nor the sea, nor the trees. Wait until I have marked the foreheads of the servants of the word.
The angel marked the foreheads of 144,000 people.
12,000 from the tribe of Judah.
12,000.
12,000 from the tribe of Reuben.
12,000.
12,000 from the tribe of Gad.
12,000.
12,000 from the tribe of Asher.
12,000.
12,000 from the tribe of Naphtali.
12,000.
12,000 from the tribe of Manasseh.
12,000.
12,000 from the tribe of Simeon.
12,000.
12,000 from the tribe of Levi.
12,000.
12,000 from the tribe of Issachar.
12,000.
12,000 from the tribe of Zebulun.
12,000.
12,000 from the tribe of Joseph.
12,000.
12,000 from the tribe of Benjamin.
12,000.
After this I saw a multitude, numberless, from every nation and language, standing before the throne with palm branches in their hands. One of the 24 elders said to me,
"Who are these people? Where do they come from?"
"Sir," I answered, "you must know."
"These are they who have come out of tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. They will hunger no more, nor thirst. The Lamb will wipe the tears from their eyes."
The Lamb opened the seventh seal, and there was silence in heaven for the space of a half hour. I saw that seven angels who stood before the word were each given a trumpet, and they prepared themselves to sound. The first angel sounded his trumpet, and there followed hail, fire, and blood thrown upon the earth, and a third of the trees and a third of all the green grass were burnt up. The second angel sounded his trumpet, and a third of the sea turned to blood. A third of the creatures in the sea died, and a third of all the ships were destroyed. The third angel sounded his trumpet, and a great star fell from heaven, burning like a lamp, and fell upon the water. The name of the star was Wormwood, and a third of the water turned to wormwood, and many died on the waters because they were made bitter. Then the fourth angel sounded his trumpet. The sun, the moon, and the stars were darkened. A third of the day and the night likewise did not shine. And I saw and heard an eagle fly across the sky shouting,
"Terror and woe to everyone who lives on the earth!
The fifth angel sounded his trumpet. Another star fell to the earth. And the star was given a key to the bottomless pit. And the star opened the bottomless pit, and there arose smoke like that of a great furnace. The air was darkened. There came out of the smoke locusts and covered the earth. They were told not to hurt the grass, nor the trees, nor any green thing, but to punish those who did not have the mark of the word on their forehead. The locusts were commanded not to kill them, but that they should be tormented for 5 months.
And they will seek death, but shall not find it. They will hope for death, but death will flee from them.
The shapes of the locusts were like horses prepared for battle. On their heads were golden crowns, and their faces were like the faces of men, and their teeth were like the teeth of lions. On their chests they wore armor made of iron. They had tails like scorpions, and their power was to hurt men for 5 months. And their king was the angel of the bottomless pit. His name was Abaddon.
One trouble is past, and there will come 2 troubles more hereafter.
And the sixth angel sounded his trumpet, and I heard a voice say,
"Loose the 4 angels who are bound beside the river."
Write the things you have seen and what is and what will be. Write the things you have seen and what is and what will be. Write the things you have seen and what is and what will be. Write the things you have seen and what is and what will be. Write the things you have seen and what is and what will be. Write the things you have seen and what is and what will be. Write the things you have seen and what is and what will be. Write the things you have seen and what is and what will be. Write the things you have seen and what is and what will be. Write the things you have seen and what is and what will be. Write the things you have seen and what is and what will be. Write the things you have seen and what is and what will be. Write the things you have seen and what is and what will be. Write the things you have seen and what is and what will be. Write the things you have seen and what is and what will be. Write the things you have seen and what is and what will be.
The 4 angels will be loosed to slay 1/3 of all people. There will be the sound of war horses, 200,000 of them. Their horsemen will wear armor of fire. The heads of the horses will be as the heads of lions. Their mouths will issue fire and sulfur, and their tails will be snakes. But those who are not killed will not repent of the works of their hands, and they will not turn away from their idols. Idols of bronze, stone, and wood. Idols which can neither see, nor hear, nor walk. And they will not repent of their murders, nor of their sorceries, nor of their stealing.
And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud and a rainbow upon his head. His face was like the sun, and his feet were columns of fire. And he had in his right hand a little book, and he set his right foot upon the sea and his left foot upon the land. Then he cried out as when a lion roars, and when he had cried, 7 thunders uttered their voices.
7 thunders uttered,
Seven thunders uttered, seven thunders uttered.
And when the seven thunders uttered, I was about to write, but I heard a voice saying to me,
keep secret those things which the seven thunders uttered, and don't write them down.
Seven thunders uttered.
Go and take the open book, which is open in the hand of the angel, standing upon the sea and upon the land.
Seven thunders uttered, seven thunders uttered, seven thunders uttered, seven thunders uttered.
I went over to ask the angel for the book. The angel said,
take the book and eat it. It will make your belly bitter, but in your mouth it will be sweet.
I took the book from the angel's hand and I ate it up, and it made my belly bitter, but in my mouth it was sweet.
It was in my belly bitter, in my mouth it was sweet. In my belly bitter, in my belly bitter, bitter. It was in my belly bitter, in my mouth it was sweet. In my belly bitter, in my belly bitter, bitter. It was in my belly bitter, in my mouth it was sweet. In my belly bitter, in my belly bitter, bitter. It was in my belly bitter, in my mouth it was sweet. In my belly bitter, in my belly bitter, bitter.
And then the angel said,
now you must prophesy.
Now you must prophesy.
Two witnesses came to preach for 1,260 days. Clothed in cheap clothes. If their enemies tried to hurt them, fire proceeded from their mouths to devour them. They had the power to lock the sky to keep the rain from falling on the days of their prophecy. They had the power to smite the earth. When they finished their testimony, the beast ascended from the bottomless pit and made war against them and overcame them and killed them. And their dead bodies lay in the street. And people of all nations gazed at their bodies but did not allow them to be put in a tomb. For 3.5 days, the people rejoiced over their corpses and celebrated and sent gifts to one another because these two prophets had tormented them. But after 3.5 days, the word breathed life into their bodies, and they stood upon their feet, and a great fear fell upon those who saw them. The witnesses heard a loud voice saying,
come up here.
And they were taken up to heaven in a cloud as their enemies watched. In the same hour, there was an earthquake, and 1/10 of the city was wrecked, and 7,000 were slain, and the remnant were terrified.
The second woe is past, but the third will come quickly.
The 7th trumpet sounded, and the 24 elders fell upon their faces, and they said,
now the time has come for the dead to be judged.
Now the time has come for the dead to be judged.
Now the time has come for the dead to be judged.
There will appear a wonder in the sky, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. She will be pregnant and crying in labor. And there will appear another wonder, a great red dragon with 7 heads and 10 horns and a crown on each. His tail will draw the 3rd part of the stars and will cast them to the earth. And then the dragon will wait to devour the woman's child as soon as it is born. She will bring forth a son who is to rule all nations with a rod of iron. The boy will be snatched away. He will be taken to the word and placed on his throne. The woman will flee into the wilderness where the word has prepared her a place. And the word will feed her for 1,260 days. And there will be war in heaven. Michael and his angels will fight against the dragon and its angels.
The dragon will be cast onto the earth, and his angels will be cast out with him. The woman will be given two wings to fly into the wilderness, where she will be nourished for a time, and times, and half a time. The dragon will know that he has but a short time. He will spit water as a flood to carry the woman away, but the earth will help the woman and open its mouth and swallow the flood. And then the dragon will be enraged, and he will go to make war with the remnant of her seed.
I looked and saw another beast rise up out of the sea. This one had 10 horns and 7 heads with a crown on each. Upon each head was written a name of blasphemy. The beast was like a leopard, and its feet were like the feet of a bear, and its mouth like the mouth of a lion.
I saw another beast coming from the sea. I saw another beast coming from the sea.
And the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority.
I saw another beast coming from the sea. I saw another beast coming from the sea.
All the world marveled at the beast, saying,
Who is like the beast?
Who is like the beast?
Who is like the beast?
Who is able to make war with him? The beast will be given a mouth to speak blasphemies for 42 months, and it will curse the word and the name of the word. It will be given to him to make war with the saints and to overcome them, and power will be given to him over all nations and tongues.
Who is like the beast? Who can make war with him? Who is like the beast? Who can make war with him? 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 Who can make war with him?
And all that dwell upon the earth, whose names are not written in the book of life, shall worship him. If anyone has an ear, let them hear. Those who lead into captivity shall go into captivity. Those who kill with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints.
I now saw a second beast with 2 horns like a ram coming up out of the ground. In the sight of all, it made fire come down from the sky. It deceived them who dwell on the earth by the means of the miracles it had power to do and compelled them to make an idol. It was given power to put breath into the idol so that it could speak. And those who would not worship the image of the beast were killed. And he caused all, both small and great, rich and poor, to receive a mark on their right hand or upon their forehead. No man could buy or sell except those who have the mark of the beast, which stands for the name of the beast and the number of his name. If you have understanding, count the number of the beast, for it is a human number, and its number is 666.
Who is like the beast? Who can make war with him? Who is like the beast? Who can make war with him? 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 Who can make war with him?
The word will stand on a mountain. And with him the 144,000 with his name written on their foreheads. And harpers will harp with their harps. They will sing a new song before the throne, and none can learn that song but the 144,000 rescued from the earth. These are they who are not defiled. In their mouth will be found no guile, for they will be without fault before the throne of the Word. Fear the Word, for the hour of judgment is come. He who could worship the image of the beast and would receive his mark on their forehead or on his hand shall drink of the wine of the wrath of the Word, which is poured into the cup of his indignation. They shall be tormented with fire in the presence of the angels. The smoke from their torture will rise up forever, and day or night they will have no rest. There will be a bright cloud, and on the cloud will sit one with a golden crown on his head, and in his hand a sharp sickle. Gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, for her grapes are ripe, and the one that sits on the cloud will swing his sickle on the earth, and the earth will be reaped. Blood will come from the great winepress of the wrath of the Word and become a river 200 miles long and as deep as a horse's jaw.
And I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels holding the seven last plagues, which would bring the Word's wrath to completion. I saw before me a sea made of glass and fire. On it stood all the people who had been victorious over the beast and the image of the beast and over the mark representing his name. They held the harps of the Word and sang the song of Moses and the song of the Lamb.
Great and marvelous are your works.
Great and marvelous
Great
are your
and
works.
Marvelous are your works.
Who will not fear you?
Who will not fear you?
Who will not fear you?
Who?
I saw that the temple of testimony in heaven was thrown open, and the seven angels came out. They were clothed in spotless linen, and they held the seven plagues.
Who will not fear you? Who will not fear you?
Then the creature who was like an eagle, covered with eyes, with six wings, handed each a golden vial filled with the wrath of the Word. I heard a mighty voice say to the seven angels,
go your ways and pour out on the earth the seven vials containing the wrath of the Word.
And the first angel poured out his vial on the earth, and there fell noisome and grievous sores upon those who had the mark of the beast. The second angel poured out his vial on the sea, and it became like the blood of a dead man, and every living thing in the sea died.
Who?
The third angel poured out his vial on the rivers, and they became blood. I heard the angel say,
the Word is righteous, who is and was and will be. They have shed the blood of saints and prophets. You have given them blood to drink. It is the reward of which they are worthy.
Thank you.
And the fourth angel poured out his vial on the sun, and men were scorched with heat, and they cursed the name of the Word, but they did not repent. And the fifth angel poured out his vial on the throne of the beast, and his kingdom was plunged into darkness. His subjects gnawed their tongues in anguish, and they cursed the Word, but they did not repent. Then the sixth angel poured out his vial on the great river Euphrates, and its water dried up so that the kings of the east could march their armies without hindrance. I saw three unclean spirits like frogs leap from the mouth of the dragon and the mouth of the beast and the mouth of the false prophet. For they are the spirits of devils working miracles, who go forth to the kings of the earth to gather them for battle on Judgment Day. And the demonic spirits gathered all the rulers and their armies to a place called Armageddon. Then the seventh angel poured out his vial into the air, and a shout came from the throne and said,
"It is done.
It is done. It is done."
And there were voices and thunders and lightnings. There was a great earthquake such as was not since men were upon the earth. And the great city of Babylon was split into three parts, and nations fell into heaps of rubble. And Babylon was made to drink the cup that was filled with the wine of the wrath of the Word. And every island fled away, was disappeared, and the mountains could not be found. There fell a storm of hailstones, weighing 75 pounds each, and men cursed the Word because the plague of the hail was exceedingly great. There came one of the seven angels which had the seven vials, and talked with me, saying,
"Come with me, and I will show you the judgment of the great whore who rules upon many waters, with whom the kings of the world have committed adultery, and the people who belong to this world have been made drunk by the wine of her fornication."
Babylon the Great, mother of abominations.
So the angel carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness. There I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast that had seven heads and 10 horns, having written all over it names of blasphemy against the Word. The woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet and was decked with precious stones and pearls, and in her hand was a golden cup full of obscenity. And upon her forehead was written,
"Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth."
And I saw this woman drunk with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs. And when I saw her, I stared in amazement and I wondered with great admiration.
Babylon the Great, mother of abominations. Babylon the Great, mother of abominations. Babylon the Great,
Mother of abominations, Babylon the Great. Mother of abominations.
The angel asked,
why would you marvel? I will tell you the mystery of the woman and of the beast that carries her. The beast you saw was and is not, and will ascend from the pit and go into perdition. They who dwell on this earth, whose names were not written in the book of life from before the foundation of the world, will be amazed when they behold the beast that was and is not, and yet is. The seven heads of the beast are seven mountains, representing seven kings. Five are fallen, the sixth now reigns, and the seventh is yet to come, but his reign will be brief. The scarlet beast that was, but is not, and yet is the eighth king. He too will go into perdition. The ten horns which you saw are ten kings who have as yet no kingdoms. They will receive power as kings and will reign with the beast for 1 hour. They have one mind and will give the beast their power and authority.
Babylon the Great, mother of abominations, Babylon the Great. Mother of abominations, Babylon the Great. Mother of abominations, Babylon the Great. Mother of abominations.
They will together make war against the Lamb, but the Lamb will overcome them. For they who are with him are called and chosen and faithful.
And the angel said to me,
the waters on which the horse sits are people and nations and multitudes and tongues.
Mother of abominations, mother of abominations, mother of abominations, mother of abominations.
And the ten horns which you saw upon the beast, these shall hate her and shall make her desolate. They will eat her flesh and burn her remains. For the word has put a plan into their mind. He has put into their hearts to fulfill his will.
Babylon is fallen. Babylon is fallen.
After this, I saw another angel come down from heaven, and the earth grew bright with his splendor, and he cried with a mighty voice,
Babylon is fallen, Babylon is fallen.
She has become the habitation of devils and the cage of every unclean and hateful bird. The nations drank the wine of her immorality, and the kings of the world committed adultery with her. The merchants of the world were made rich through the abundance of her delicacies.
Then I heard another voice calling,
come out of her, my people, that you will not partake of her evil. For the word has remembered her iniquities. Reward her as she rewarded you, and double unto her double. She brewed a cup of terror, so brew double for her. How she has glorified herself and lived deliciously, so match it now with torment and sorrow. She boasted in her heart that she was a queen. Therefore, these plagues will overtake her in a single day, death, mourning, and famine. She will be burned utterly by fire. And the kings of the world who have lived deliciously with her shall wail for her as they see the smoke rise from her charred remains. They will stand at a distance, terrified by her torment. The merchants of the world will weep for her, for no man buys their merchandise anymore. The merchandise of gold and silver and precious stones and of pearls and purple and silk and scarlet, and vessels of ivory, and vessels of most precious wood, and of brass, and iron, and marble, and cinnamon, and odors, and ointments, and wine,
of oil and fine flour and wheat and beasts and sheep and horses and chariots and the souls of men.
And the captains of the merchant ships and their passengers in grief wept and threw dust on their faces. For they became wealthy, transporting her riches on the seas. The fruits they lusted after departed from them, and all things which were dainty and goodly departed from them, and they found them no more at all. Now, in 1 hour, Babylon was made desolate. The sound of harps, of pipes and trumpets was heard no more at all in her. No craftsmen of whatsoever craft and no tradesmen of whatsoever trade were found at all in her. The light of a lamp shone no more in her. The happy voices of brides and grooms were heard no more at all in her. For by her sorceries were all nations deceived. And in her was found the blood of the prophets and of the saints and of all that were slain all over the world. After these things, I heard a vast crowd in heaven shouting,
"Glory and honor belong to the Word. True and righteous are his judgments. He has avenged the murder of his servants at the hand of Babylon, which corrupted the earth. And her smoke will rise up forever and ever.
Forever and
forever
ever.
Forever and ever.
Forever,
forever
and ever.
Forever and ever."
And the angel said,
"Write this. The marriage of the Lamb is come, and the Lamb's wife has made herself ready. She will be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, like the righteousness of the saints."
And I fell at the feet of the angel to worship him. But he said to me,
"Worship me not. I am just your fellow servant of your brothers and sisters who have the testimony. Worship only the Word."
Then I saw heaven opened, and a white horse stood there. Its rider was named Faithful and True, for in righteousness he judges and makes war. His eyes were as flames of fire, and he wore a robe dipped in blood, and on his head were many crowns. A name was written on him that no one understood except himself. The armies of heaven followed him on white horses. He shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he tread in the fierceness and the wrath of the Word. And on his thigh was written,
"King of Kings.
King of Kings.
King of Kings."
I saw an angel standing on the sun, shouting to the vultures high in the sky,
"Come, gather yourselves together for the feast that the Word has prepared. Come and eat the flesh of kings and of captains and of mighty men."
And I saw that the beast was captured, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles on his behalf. And both were cast alive into the lake of fire.
Cast into the lake of fire. Cast into the lake of fire. Cast into the lake of fire. Cast into the lake of fire.
And their army was slain, and the vultures gorged themselves on their bodies. I saw an angel come down from heaven with the key to the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. He laid hold upon the dragon and bound him in chains for 1,000 years.
Cast into the lake of fire. Cast into the lake of fire. Cast into the lake of fire. Cast into the lake of fire.
He cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up so that he should deceive the nations no more until the 1,000 years are finished.
After that, he must be released for a little while.
I saw the souls of those beheaded for the witness of the word. They had not worshipped the beast, nor his image, nor accepted his mark on their foreheads or their hands. They came to life again and reigned with the word for 1,000 years.
When 1,000 years have expired, the beast will be loosed from his prison and shall go out to deceive the nations, which are called Gog and Magog. He will gather them together for battle, a mighty army as numberless as sand.
I saw them as they went up on the broad plain of the earth, and fire came down from heaven and devoured them. And the devil who had deceived them was thrown into the lake of fire, where the beast and the false prophet are, to be tormented day and night forever and ever. Cast into the lake of fire.
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 Cast into the lake of fire. I saw a great white throne, and him who sat upon it, from whose face the earth and heaven fled away. I saw the dead, small and great, stand before the word. And a book was opened, the book of life, and the dead were judged from those things which were written in the book according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead who were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead who were in them, and they were judged, each one according to their works. And whosoever was not found in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. And death and hell themselves were cast into the lake of fire. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. And I saw the holy city, the new city, coming down from heaven, prepared like a bride adorned for her husband. And the one sitting on the throne said,
"Look, I have made all things new."
And then he said to me,
"It is done.
It is done.
Look, the home of the word is now with his people.
It is done.
The word will live with them, and they shall be his people. The word will wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there will be no more death, nor sorrow, nor shall there be any more pain. All these things will be gone forever."
It is done. It is done.
I am the beginning and the end. To all who are thirsty, I will give freely from the fountain of the water of life. He that overcomes will inherit all things.
It is done. It is done.
The fearful.
The fearful.
The unbelieving.
The unbelieving.
The unbeliever.
the abominable,
the abominable,
the corrupt,
the corrupt,
the corrupt,
and murderers,
and murderers,
and sorcerers,
and sorcerers,
and idolaters,
and idolaters,
and whosoever loves and makes a lie,
and whosoever loves and makes a lie,
they shall have their part in the second death.
They shall have their part in the second death.
They will be thrown alive into the lake of fire.
They will be thrown alive into the lake of fire.
They shall have their part in the second death.
They shall have their part in the second death.
They will be thrown alive into the lake of fire.
They will be thrown alive into the lake of fire.
Whosoever loves and makes a lie, whosoever loves and makes a lie, I, whosoever loves and makes a lie, whosoever loves and makes a lie.
Then the angel said to me,
come with me, and I will show you the bride of the Word.
So I was taken in the spirit to a mountain. I was shown the new city descending out of heaven from the Word. I saw no temple in the city, for the Word itself is its temple. And the gates are never shut, for there is no night there. And there is no need for the sun nor the moon, for the Word is its light.
I come quickly, for the time is at hand. I come quickly, for the time is at hand. I come quickly, for the time is at hand. I come quickly, for the time is at hand.
And the angel showed me a river of life proceeding from the throne of the Word. On each bank grew a tree bearing 12 kinds of fruit and leaves to use for the healing of the nation. And when I had heard and seen, I fell down to worship at the feet of the angel who showed these things to me. But he said,
worship me not, for I am but your fellow servant. Worship only the Word.
I come quickly, for the time is at hand. I come quickly, for the time is at hand. I come quickly, for the time is at hand. I come quickly, for the time is at hand.
I testify to everyone that hears this. If anyone adds to the words of this book, or if anyone should take away from the words of this book, the Word shall take their part out of the book of life and add them to the plagues written herein.
Let anyone who would hear this come. Let anyone who is thirsty come. Let them drink freely from the river of life. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. He who is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he who is righteous, let him be righteous still. Those who wash their robes will be permitted to enter through the gates of the city. And outside the city are dogs, and sorcerers, and murderers, and idolaters, and whosoever loves and makes a lie.
Whosoever loves and makes a lie, whosoever loves and makes a lie, I, whosoever loves and makes a lie, 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 I, whosoever loves and makes a lie,
Whosoever loves and makes a lie.
On the drums, Pete Wilhoit. On the vocal, Amber Gray. On the trumpet and the keyboard, John Gary. On the vocal, Senia Rubinos. On the cello, Andrew Howard Livingston. On the vocal, Melissa McMillan. And on the visuals, Zebediah Keneally.
You've been listening to Revelation, a rock opera, a world premiere recorded live in the green space at WNYC on January 27, 2015. A video of the full performance with costumes and art design by Zebediah Keneally is at studio360.org. Revelation was written, composed, and directed by Mike Doty. The cast was Mike Doty, Amber Gray, Xenia Rubinos, and Melissa McMillan, with music by Andrew Livingston, John Gary, and Pete Wilhoit. The staff at the Green Space includes producer Jennifer Keeney-Sindro, technical director Ricardo Fernandez, and recording engineer Chase Coulpon.